And once again, welcome back to our second hour of our two-hour segment here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and it's so good to have you here on Veterans Day as we celebrate and honor those who have served in defense of our country and are still alive to talk about it. Then again, there are some questions that linger in the minds of those, especially in my era, that served during Vietnam and subsequent wars or police actions or whatever you want to call them. Everybody's got some politicized name or label for each one of these conflicts that we had. They had the movie Good Morning Vietnam and showed the politicization of that. I mean, even the ones that the movie industry intended for us to just sit back and absorb and think that everything was just peachy keen over there, it wasn't. We lost over 58,000 men and women. Most of the women were in the medical corps, serving and taking care of the wounded. So this perspective about what's happening to the veterans now, we could not have a more fitting guest to appear on this show than Colonel Bart Billings, who is a military psychologist. He retired after 34 years of military service. Started back in 68. He started the first U.S. annual conference on combat stress more than 25 years ago. And in all his years of practice with the military and vets diagnosed PTSD, he's never once had to prescribe a mind-altering psychiatric, psychotropic drug, whatever have you. He says the term PTSD is not a mental illness, but simply a normal reaction to an abnormal event or circumstances. Combat war, for example, that drugging our troops is not the solution. You remember the movie Jacob's Ladder? I mean, there was all sorts of weird stuff they were testing on people. We got hit with Agent Orange and God only knows what else. So when you look at the fact now, because before we went on the air, Colonel Billings just informed me that you've got 22 veterans a day committing suicide. Is that right, sir?
That's correct.
Thank you so much for your service, by the way, on Veterans Day. We appreciate everything that you've done, and now you're standing up for our veterans that really need help. So could you explain this dilemma? What is going on with these veterans that they're being ignored and having to face this?
Well, one of the biggest problems is psychiatry in the military identified a normal reaction to being in an abnormal environment as a disorder. That's terrible. I mean, in World War II, they called it battle fatigue, which is a good description. People got tired of fighting, and they took them for rest and relaxation to kind of get their thoughts together and get back to normal, more or less, and then they send them back into combat. That was a good description, battle fatigue. They got tired. World War I, they called it shell shock. Yeah, that was an artillery war, and there was a lot of high-intensity, low-frequency vibration on the battlefield, which causes actually vibroacoustic disease. It injures the cells. If you're close enough to an explosion, you can die because it will tear up your organs internally without a mark on your outside skin. So they had the right descriptions. Shell shock, yes. Battle fatigue. Then they started adding the label disorder. I don't call it a PTSD. I call it PTS. If I see a D at the end of PTS, I don't see that as a disorder. I see it as that person's being drugged because somebody gave them that label so they could give them brain-altering psychiatric medications, which all have black box warnings, and the first side effect from the black box warnings, and this is determined by the FDA, is suicide. They studied them. So a lot of the suicides that you see are on brain-altering psychiatric medications. Now, I wrote a book, Invisible Scars, and I'll never forget when it first came out, I was giving a talk and doing a book signing, and an individual came up to me and he said, it sounds like you're talking about me when I was talking about post-traumatic stress. And he said, could I have a copy of the book? And I said, yeah, sure. And I gave him a copy of the book, and I put my card in it, and I said, if you have any questions, call me. Well, 3 weeks later, he called me. I gave the talk on a Saturday. He called me 3 weeks later, and he said, I just want to tell you, I've been on psychiatric medications for 8 years, and I can't even see straight, and I had it all planned to commit suicide on Monday, 2 days after I came to your talk. I had it all planned how I was going to do it. I read the book, and I realized, wait a minute, I know where this problem is. And he's alive today. And he had, 8 years prior, he had a head injury, and they gave him brain-altering, black box warning, psychiatric meds for a head injury. And they gave him a combination of them where he was having trouble just functioning because he was drugged.
Wow. And so this is common, isn't it?
It's quite common. If you go to the book website, which is www.BartBillings.com, click on Buy Book. It'll take you to Amazon and read the comments from veterans about how they're going to commit suicide. And when they realize what was going on, you know, the book saved their life. Now, in 2010, this is important. It took me 2 years to convince Congress to hold hearings on the relationship between psychiatric medication and suicide in the military. We held those hearings. They took place. I wrote my testimony in the book. One chapter is the testimony about how these brain-altering psych meds affect people and result in suicides and all kinds of strange behaviors. What has happened recently, and the book inspired a person by the name of John Spagnola, who's with DC Strategic Solutions, to help get a bill passed. It's called the John Hannon Act. It got passed. And what the VHA handbook informs consent states that veterans need to be told the side effects of any treatment that includes black box warning medications or any other treatment. And they need to be given this warning in writing and told what the alternative treatments are. So they have a choice. They have a choice, and it's in writing, and that got passed. And I feel real good about that.
Yeah, I noticed, Colonel Billings, I got an email that apparently was copied to me. And I've been sitting here thumbing through it as you've been talking about it, from John.
Yes.
And so
I sent that to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I mean, it really demonstrates the fact, folks, Colonel Billings, who is a PhD, a doctor, right? Understand this. Now he's been studying this for a long time and he's seen what happens when you get drugged like this. He's seen veterans on these psychotropic drugs committing suicide at the rate of 22 a day. Is this still the same number? Are we still sticking with that number today, Colonel Billings?
I believe it's in the same vicinity. They may come out with different statistics now, but it's still, I would say, between 18 and 22 a day. That's a day. That's not a year. That's a day. And could you imagine, and this has been going on for over 20 years, could you imagine if we were losing 22 people in Afghanistan, Iraq, a day, they would be marching, and it would be like Vietnam all over again. They would be marching in the streets. How come nothing is being done? Ask yourself, and I did ask myself that once, why is this still going on? The people in charge of mental health in the military and in the civilian community. Now, that person I talked to that came to my talk, he was a fireman who had a head injury. He wasn't a soldier. He was a fireman. So this has been going on in all aspects of society. And who's in charge of mental health? Who's in charge of mental health in the military and in our general society? Who? Psychiatry. Well, psychiatry has failed miserably to correct this problem. Ask yourself why. Well, and when I did research for my book, I found out that psychiatry and their fees and the pharmaceutical companies who manufacture these psychiatric meds are generating $333 billion a year dispensing brain-altering psychiatric black box warning medications.
Wow. And see, I just ran some numbers while you were talking. We're dealing with 160,600, and that's just a minimum number based on the last 20 years, 22 vets a day killing themselves. That's over 160,000, almost 161,000 veterans who served that are committing suicide. And the government is, of course, doing nothing about it because?
Well, I hate to say this.
I want to hear it.
When I ask myself the same question, I have a friend who's a Vietnam vet. He was a POW. And he is receiving well over $1,000 a month benefits from the government, all kind of disability, including Social Security, et cetera. If he committed suicide tomorrow, the government would be saving that much money. So you take an average figure and multiply it by the number of vets committed suicide 22 years, and you will see the government has been saving a lot of money by not doing anything about it. Hate to say that. Hate to say it, but it's real. I mean, I'm not making that up. It's actually happening.
Well, they saved about $193 million total by all these vets killing themselves. From what I just crunched, and that was receiving, I was being conservative at $1,200 a month.
Yeah, you were.
That's a minimum figure, folks.
Right.
So, yeah, this is, and being a vet myself, I'm kind of incensed because I did not go through, we're in a different type of a scenario being an ASA. We were not subjected to a lot of the traumas that the foot soldiers were objected to or people who were first responders at 911. And I mean, PTSs were talking about post-traumatic stress could have been caused by any number of traumatic events, which could be the death of a loved one. I mean, it could be any number of things, but
it could be an accident. It could be a surgery. It
sure.
could be anything. People have it. It's a normal reaction to an abnormal environment. I mean, I had an emergency surgery and I have PTS, but it's not affecting my life. When it becomes a disorder, it's affecting your life. Or when you're getting brain-altering psychiatric medications where you can't even see straight and think straight, it's affecting your life. And if you get brain-altering psych medications, it's going to be hard to get out of it and live a normal life because your brain is not functioning the way it should. It's being altered.
Well, Colonel Billings, and I mean, I'm addressing you as doctor as well. Understand, folks, that there's something else going on here behind the scenes. And many of these vets, they're married and they got families and they still are coping with this post-traumatic stress and it affects the entire family, not just the vet. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely.
Have you had any complaints from family members about the behavior of the vet?
Well, actually, the fireman I talked about before, my wife knows his wife, and his wife told him to come to hear my talk. It was affecting their marriage, and she realized he wasn't going to be around much longer because she sensed that he was going to commit suicide. So, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, it affects the family. These psychiatric medications, I developed a friendship with a former heavyweight champion of the world. He had a foot pain that could not go away. He went to Mayo Clinic, and he couldn't get rid of the pain in his foot. Well, what he did is one doctor says, I can get rid of the pain in your foot. And he said, we will prescribe antidepressants. And he said, well, I don't need antidepressants. I just have this pain in my foot that won't go away. He said, oh, the antidepressants will get rid of it. This is how brain-altering these psychiatric meds are. He started taking the psychiatric meds, right? His pain went away in his foot. Powerful. It affected the brain where a pain in his foot that he couldn't get rid of through any other means went away. But what happened shortly thereafter is he was thinking about suicide. Never thought about it before. That where his son had to stay home from high school and do a suicide watch on his own father. And he became violent. He almost beat up a nephew, and they had to pull him off him. And his wife said, ever since you've been taking the psychiatric meds, the antidepressants, for your foot pain, you're a crazy man. You're not the same person. And I would rather you have foot pain than commit suicide. And he got off of them. And we did a radio show together. I had him go on the radio show. And he basically testified, yeah, I would rather have the foot pain than be the kind of person I turned into. So that's the effect these medications have. And a lot of our vets and people in general aren't only getting one psych med. They give them combinations.
Wow. And, of course, now you still are a clinical psychologist, are you not?
Yeah, I have a bunch of licenses, but that's one of them.
Yeah, but see, that and 50 cents will get you more than a cup of coffee, especially with the stats that you've been talking about here and how much research that you've done on this. 844-769-2944. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I know that there may be some vets out there that have experiences with this, what Dr. Billings is talking about. You may want to call up and plug your narrative into this equation and see if there's any way that we can help. We do have a product on the Power Mall called Lithium Orotate, which we're offering a discount on, but this is a trace mineral organic lithium paired with organic orotate, which creates a safe potential mood stabilizer and a possible healthy alternative to antidepressants, which many professionals have used naturally for many years. Lithium balance is 100% natural and completely safe to use. Doesn't lower your energy level, has no harmful side effects. You don't have to worry about committing suicide. It won't do that. It balances the mood and provides nutrition for the brain, and it's 100% natural, safe and effective. So, you know, we do have ways of fighting this stuff other than taking the antidepressants. Now, what do you have these antidepressants that most of these vets are prescribed to by name, Dr. Billings?
There's a whole combination of them. Any medication you get, psychiatric medication, whether it's antidepressant, anti-anxiety, antipsychotic, there's a whole list of them. I list them in the back of the book, all of the different ones. But if it has a black box warning, and the FDA insists on a black box warning for these medications, because they've done studies and they show that suicide is the first side effect, as well as depression, anxiety, et cetera, et cetera. If it has a black box warning, be very careful, because I remember doing a talk, and I said this about black box warning, and there was a physician in the front row, a surgeon actually, and somebody in the audience asked the question, well, what does a black box warning mean? And I says, well, we have a medical doctor. We have a surgeon here in the front row. Why don't you answer him? And his response was, it means that medication could kill you. That's as simple as it gets. It
wow.
can kill you. When you have the first side effect from these medications, psychiatric black box warning medications, as being suicide, that's not good.
It isn't. Well, Dr. Billings, you have two books out. One of them's on unhealthy or healthy eating. It's the psychology of how we choose to eat. The other one is Invisible Scars. I'm assuming both of those are available on Amazon.
Yeah, just go to my book website, because the book website has a lot of good information. I have a heading on the book website called Ask the Psychologist, and I've written 32 editorials that cover a lot of aspects. So that's right on the website itself. But when you okay. go to the book website, www.bartpbillings.com, and click on Buy Book, it'll take you right to Amazon, and you can get both books. Now, the reason for the eating book was that when I wrote Invisible Scars, I talked about integrative treatment instead of drugging. And I talked about 30 different kinds of integrative treatments that are effective. And somebody said, why don't you write a book on all the integrative treatments? I said, well, that's 30 books. How about if I write one on the most important integrative treatment, which is nutrition? And that's why I wrote that book.
But, yep,
but
makes
before
sense.
I go on, I want to mention the program that basically adheres to what I wrote in the book, and I feel is probably the best or one of the best programs in the United States for veterans, is called Warfighters Advance. That's warfightersadvance.org. And it's run by a retired Navy psychologist by the name of Mary Neal Vieten, V-I-E-T-E-N. And I've sent people there. It's a week program. There are no charges. They will pay for your flight. They will pay for your stay for a week. You will be in a program. It's changed people's lives. And the program is basically very, very similar to what I wrote in Invisible Scars.
Wow. Okay. Well, Colonel Bart Billings, we are out of time, and I appreciate you coming on the show. This is a huge issue that is still going on, veterans. BartPBillings.com is the website. That should be easy enough to remember. And if you're suffering from these maladies, have post-traumatic stress, doesn't matter whether you're a vet or not, go to that website and check out the material. Colonel Billings, thanks so much for joining us here on the Power Hour.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, I appreciate it. And folks, we're coming up to the break, and we're going to have some more news and some discussion. Open the phone lines, 844-769-2944. Can't believe that. 22 veterans a day committing suicide, largely due in part to taking drugs that have black box warnings. Makes you wonder about the nefarious behaviors of the elite running this government, doesn't it? Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.